This is Rad Radio. If you listen closely, you can actually hear Rob's temple throbbing in shame. Make it worse by calling the show at 888-989-9811.
Or emailing, that does it too, rad@radradio.com. I got this note from Zach.
Hey, Zach.
He wrote in when he saw that Eddie from NorCal Gun Vault was going to be joining us in the studio this morning, which he is, and he wrote in yesterday to tell the story. I just got my second firearm from NorCal Gun Vault.
Nice.
I loved the experience. I went in the Saturday before Easter. It was packed. But Eddie was running around like crazy and still would ask everyone if they were doing all right. One of the things we love about NorCal Gun Vault, you are first when it comes to customer service.
Yes, sir.
It's all about making sure that they're happy, that they're taken care of. And as we always talk about, making sure that they don't feel intimidated, especially right. The first-time gun buyers.
Right.
Because gun sales continue to skyrocket for all sorts of reasons. Mm-hmm. And it's been a trajectory upward, I mean, since before even 2020, right? I mean, right. There was a huge spike in 2020.
Right.
But it's been a decade of a spike?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, again, and there are spikes and, you know, troughs and valleys. I mean, there's just – but it's just people becoming more aware and wanting to come to the realization that they may have to be their own protector.
In fact, there are now an estimated 425 to 475 million legal guns in America. Just to give you an idea of the difference, you take India, which has five times the population of 1.4 billion souls compared to America. Where America has rounded off 450 million guns, India 71 million in civilian hands. I mean, that's how many more guns are in America, which kind of brings us back to the real reason you're here today. Is the other thing that we love that you focus on so much is safety in so many different ways. And I saw your email that you sent. I send out an email every week to people that want to get them, and you talk about being prepared for right. things like everything from wildfires, which. That's a season now. Sure. We just got that story this week. Be scared. California, big earthquake. Big earthquake's coming. It's been a while. Floods, power outages, camping, hunting trip, things like that. You don't mention in your email the, and I don't think you have to, and I'm sure there's a reason you didn't, but I'll mention it. There's also an election year going on. A lot of people very high strung, and people seem a little cuckoo everywhere you go. Now, you won't do this part, Eddie, so I'll do it for you because you do at least mention it in your email that you sent out. Eddie himself has endured his share of natural disasters from hurricanes to ice storms. He had to learn the hard way how to endure. He has been trained and served as a disaster preparedness officer and a Red Cross shelter manager at two Navy commands, providing support and direction during three major hurricanes. Through your Navy service Jeez. Of decades Thank is where you. Most you, of this, you saw
Amazing.
This.
Yeah.
And you had to see some pretty horrible stuff.
Yeah, I mean, Hurricane Hugo came through Charleston, South Carolina, and almost wiped it off the map. That was interesting. And that was, you know, early on, that was my first real natural disaster. And, you know, there were some really interesting things that happened during that really got me thinking back then, that, you know, how do you keep going? I had a 2-year-old child, wife, and we had no power for almost 3 weeks.
And, so, oh, wow. And your job, so in that Gosh, situation, you were there for you
I
went
was,
through
I was
the
a
hurricane.
Participant, yes, sir.
So you didn't just fly in afterwards,
no.
which is still a horrible job where you right. see the devastation. You had to get through it first
yes.
and then help.
Yes.
Which brings us to the variety of classes that you guys have coming up starting in May. So plenty of time to plan. For all of these various classes about preparing for various things that could be happening. Now, you've got classes starting and they're on Wednesdays, mm-hmm. and they run through the month of May. And to be clear, you don't have to take every class. You don't have to go to all of them. You can pick the one mm-hmm. or the – but there's four full Wednesdays, right?
I think. Three full Wednesdays.
Three full Wednesdays, the 8th, the 15th, and the 22nd. That's three, Eddie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Like,
like you said, three. That's three. Yeah. All right.
California public education.
I did get a California public education. That is correct. All right. So part one, and by the way, okay, first of all, sessions are all going to be held at NorCal Gun Vault in Rockland, California. Easiest way to sign up is the website?
Yeah, go through the website. You can also call, email. I mean, there's lots of ways to do it, but the website's the simplest right
now. Just go to NorCalGunVault.com. All right. So part one on May 8th from 6 to 8 p.m. is and you're doing two parts in each session?
There'll be two parts each session.
Okay, so first one on May 8th is about preparation and for example, part one is called Why Be Prepared? The simple act of thinking about preparedness and how it reduces time imagine this. If you aren't prepared and something happens, and for the Northern California, Northern Nevada area, let's use wildfires, which can turn on a dime. At 1 minute, you're like, oh, we're fine. Next minute, they're literally saying you're going to have to evacuate. The fire's coming right at your house. Yeah. Earthquake, and the pipes break, power goes off, things like that.
Ugh.
If you don't know immediately, okay, this is where what we need is. You can imagine the panic you're going through, especially your kids, pets. What if you and your significant other are separated? I speak from being taught this by my father at the age of five growing up in California. So what kind of things do you go over in part one about the preparation and thinking about preparedness?
Well, the why be prepared just kind of gets you thinking about what situations might you find yourself in, where your location is, and whether it be wildfire, whether it be flooding. I mean, there's a lot of places around here that flood. And what things do you need to make sure that you have or have access to that can help you endure any time that you're going to be without the normal amenities, and to get you starting to think about making a plan. Because if you have a plan, you don't have to think about what do I need. You just pick up the plan and you run. It's going to really diminish the amount of stress you're going through and the time it takes to get all that ready, because if you have to come up with it on the fly, it takes a minute.
And so getting all of that ready, keyword in that is part two to me, the all. What is it that the types of things, and part two of the May 8th session at NorCal Gun Vault, which you can sign up for at NorCalGunVault.com, is called food and water.
Mm-hmm.
And so that you talk about specific things and what?
Well, so the food is just, kind of thinking about what different forms of food you can have and how long they last, different options that you have. You can do the freeze-dried, you can do canned, there's a lot of options there, but it's just making sure that, and then understanding how many people are involved. Is it just you? Is it you and your wife or spouse? Is it you and your kids? Is it a community? Like, hey, my whole family's going to get together. So how are you preparing that amount of food for, and in this case, water as well?
And again, I'm not trying to hold myself up as the example, but the way I was raised, and then live with a veteran of 12 years. Eddie went through it in the Navy. Christina and I, I know right away. If something really horrible happens, we know right where to go in the house. We have backpacks filled with everything from MREs. I know you're familiar with Meals Ready to Eat.
Yep.
That are good for decades. tents you might need, flares, things like that. So if something happens, all the bottled water, things like that, and if you know right where they are, you can stay calm and go and grab them, but that only helps if you have them. And you guys have things like MREs and stuff at NorCal Gun Vault.
We are in the process of bringing some more in.
Okay, so you have a lot of this preparedness stuff, because a lot of people are like,
yes,
do I have to go to some wacko website that Sam Elliott tells me to go to? NorCal Gun Vault will have a lot of this stuff if people want to start thinking about these things.
You were talking about cans, right? Mm-hmm. If that's what people want to go. And the other day, I was opening a bunch of cans and I went, oh, all we ever use is this electric can opener.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, might be nice and a good idea to have the handheld one because, something happens and the electricity's out.
Yep.
It'd be, I'm sure you can stab the cans, but who wants to go through that?
Again.
Sure.
Okay.
Again. Safety.
And exactly. Yeah. First of all, think of the circumstance under which you're so hungry that you're having to eat a cold can of beans or whatever.
Aww.
And you're desperately trying to get into it. And do you want to be having to find a sharp object to stab a can open? No.
them.
And that's, and that is such a great example, because in the room, our preparedness room is also what we call our dog's room. Mm-hmm. And so we use a handheld can opener to open their pumpkin, open their chicken.
Perfect.
But it's always there yeah. with our MREs, our backpacks, our go bags, things yeah. like that.
See, this yeah. class is so invaluable, and I'm actually considering going, because now I have a family, you know. But before the pandemic, we were all so comfortable. All these creature comforts that we have, when everything fell out of whack, and you know, there's martial law being talked about and all that stuff, yeah. and doom and gloom everywhere. I rushed to Amazon and made a list of all these preparedness things. Mm-hmm. I still yeah. haven't bought any, but the list is still there. But that's like the thing. Like you can't just run to an Amazon or a grocery store and get the stuff in that moment.
Yep.
So this class sounds amazing.
Else too.
Yeah.
Well, and that's the thing. The pandemic, it wasn't like something happened and we lost power. We just had to stay home. All of a sudden now, all those things you normally have access to, you don't.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And again, keeping that in mind, lockdowns are a form of disaster. In
yeah. Yeah. You make a reference, I remember in your email, I don't have it highlighted, but you make a reference to, hey, you know, recent history, remember the pandemic.
Right.
I mean, out of nowhere, hurricanes, you have warnings that they're coming a couple days. They're not always right. It's not that you have no warning with an earthquake. We had no idea what was coming with the pandemic, with COVID. I mean, March 12th, when the NBA walked off the court, nobody at that time was saying, oh, you know what's going to happen in 5 days? Mm-hmm. Is California will be the first of all 50 states to tell us all to stay home. That's why everybody, you know, ran out. And, of course, I still don't know how we all thought toilet paper was the thing we would need. But again.
We are so strange.
There are. And that is why.
I don't have a can opener, but I got toilet paper.
Right? And that's why I will continue to remind people about that side of it, too. The natural disaster stuff, talk about, you know, things that are completely out of our control, the wildfires. The election and the tone in the country and the way everybody feels after the last, add it up. You want to go back to 2020? Right. You want to go back to 2016? The last decade and where everybody is and their frayed nerves and things like this could lead to who knows what. Mm-hmm. And what does happen? Right now it looks like we've got a presidential election that 75% of Americans don't want. And what happens if it's razor thin? Mm-hmm. Well, we know both sides are going to claim it's bogus. Then what happens in your street, near where you work, et cetera?
That's my, I don't know if it's fear, but that's my thought of when you start mentioning any of these things, whether it's a natural disaster or it's because of an election.
Man-made,
right. Yeah. Natural or man-made. I'm like, okay, high five to all those that prepared. But there's so many that will not be prepared, and that's what I start thinking of. Yep. They're going to be coming to our house to get our stuff, right? Uh-huh. If it got that bad, people get desperate. And normal people that wouldn't commit a crime, mm-hmm. now they're like, I need stuff for my family or for mm-hmm. myself. And yeah, and I sit there and I'm like, we're armed, and you just hope that it's a scenario I don't even want to have happen.
Exactly.
Because now you're like shooting your own citizen. Like, you're Americans, right? It's a terrible thought.
We cover that.
Oh my gosh!
Too.
Yeah,
and hopefully yeah. somebody will cover, to be clear with everyone, the when you can and can't shoot someone.
Yes.
For when they're coming at towards your home, which is a big deal that we talk about a lot on this show as well. If I wanted to do a big thing on that with Eddie today too, because there's some very scary stories and attitudes out there, but we don't have time for this. We did get an email, red@radradio.com. So we just described the first one, Wednesday, May 8th. You can sign up at NorCal Gun Vault, mm-hmm. part one, why be prepared, and then all about food and water. And we got an email from Nicole that says, question for Eddie, what's the age requirement on the Be Ready class? Our 9, almost 10-year-old would love to gain this type of knowledge, preferably Aww. Not from mom and dad.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine. As long as I can, yeah. you know, the challenges are just, you know, is it going to be interesting enough for them? But if you really think they're interested, that's fine. They can do it.
So there's no age limit. Anybody can come in.
Right.
All right. Then we go to part two. So again, and you don't have to do, or part three, session two. You don't have to do part one if you're like, I'm like, Rob, I got all that stuff. I understand it. Yeah, I live with a veteran. I know the deal. I don't need it. Fine. Well, what about on Wednesday, May 15th, where we go to part three and part four? Shelter and warmth and hygiene and medical. Part three, hygiene and medical. One of the most dangerous factors in a disaster scenario is the risk of injury, infection, or illness. So it's just stop the bleed.
It's actually not. It's not stop the bleed. It's everything else, though. Because, I mean, you know, stopping the bleed is just the first step. The rest is wound care, you know, taking care of infection, thinking about the larger hygiene things. Hygiene is keeping yourself so that you don't get into that situation short of getting poked.
Stop the Bleed's a class that they do occasionally, off and on, at NorCal Gun Vault, and it's about, like, oh, I'm out on a ride-along, and the cop I'm with gets shot. I can triage him, but everything else is normal. The cavalry is on the way. Mm-hmm. We're talking about a scenario where there might not be a hospital. You might not be able to get to it. There isn't. So we go way beyond. And you, you talk about infections, things like that.
Yeah. Do you guys get into the supplies you need to carry on hand? And is there any type of pocketbook you keep in a go bag or something? Like that?
I have an everyday carry bag on mine. I have a pretty extensive first aid setup there for emergencies.
So it's not just stop the bleed, but it's stop the stink too.
Yeah.
Yes. That is huge. People don't think about it, but again, going through Hurricane Hugo, you had to figure out how to shower, how to stay clean, because infection, disease, that's one of the biggest killers when these real things start to happen for a long time.
So same night on Wednesday, May 15th, from 6 to 8, and you can sign up at NorCalGunVault.com. The second part covers shelter and warmth, and as you say in the email you sent out, it's inevitable when disaster strikes, there will be power outages, and your home will not be at a comfortable temperature. Think high, triple digits in the summertime, or how cold it gets, especially northern Nevada, in the wintertime, things like that. And a lot of people, they hear, oh, there'll be power outages, and guys like me go, well, that's why I have the backup generator, which is wonderful. That's a great form of preparedness. But if it's, say, an earthquake and gas lines crack, and your generator that runs off of natural gas doesn't get any natural gas, you're in this situation where we are literally freezing to death, or we have pets, and our home is 90 degrees, and you discuss, what do you discuss?
Right.
What do you tell people?
We just talk about the steps you can take to make sure that you can stay comfortable. I guess, as comfortable as you can be, but what have you got to do to, because I was in South Carolina and it was humid. Ugh, and it was October and humid. And so, all those little factors just, and shelter being, what if something happens to your house? What do you do then? What is your backup plan on that? It's always.
And let me tell you from experience, the reason Williams Manor has a backup generator is because we had a power outage as a result of the fires. This is, 5 years ago or so. This was even before the forced power outages that they're doing now around the country. California has yet again set the precedent and shown the rest of the country we're going to start turning power off if there's a possibility. And in the end, thank God we're fortunate enough that we can say, without having damaged our lifestyle, we lost over $1,000 worth of frozen meats and foods, and because what we did was, in a haste, packed everything up. We had the privilege of being able to come here to our studio and use this freezer to save everything we could and get a hotel room. Well, guess what? There wasn't a hotel room in the area that was available within 12 hours of us doing that. So your plan can't be, well, we're just going to go get a hotel.
Right.
Well, you might have to drive hundreds of miles to get a hotel. So there's all sorts of things. And this goes back to the comment Don made about offhandedly, I don't want to be shooting my neighbors. I don't want any of this to happen. Well, none of us want any of this to happen. Is there raise your hand that you wanted COVID.
Right.
Or that you wanted the summer of 2020 and all the riots. But they do happen, and that's why we do have to think about these things.
But when you're the meal replacement that you're talking about, or just having the cans that you eat out of, because of what you're talking about, Rob, with fires or whatever, electricity goes out, you might lose all your food. Right. Even if people are, hey, I've got these ice packs, or I have all of this, and I've got this cooler, I'm going to put it in there because maybe it's this amount of time. We never really know where these emergency type situations are going to lead. And that backup, I know it sounds awful to a lot of people, like it's going to taste terrible, but when you're really, really hungry and you have to feed your family, I think those little meal, the MREs is what they're called,
which
are just great for anyone to have.
By the way, we did it on the air years ago, and I've done it with my wife since. I don't know, Eddie, the last time you did it. They're not bad at all. And the reason they, quote, sound bad is because you're ignorant. You've never tried them.
Right.
MREs have come a long way.
Right.
A big difference between, I'm starving, I will eat a cricket. Mm-hmm. No, you're going to eat something that's almost better than most frozen foods.
So, Eddie, do you guys go over in these classes, the disaster one in particular, of anything to do with mental health? Because I know a lot of people can lose their mind and can't stay focused or prioritize what they need to do in specific situations. Do you guys go over any of that?
Yeah, I touch on that in the hygiene and medical, because the whole act of what we're trying to do is helping you prepare yourself mentally. And anything you can do to prepare helps reduce that mental stress. Again, when you have a plan, you don't have to think about it as much.
And hygiene and medical is one of the two parts in the second one. And this is all listed on the website. So Wednesday, May 15th, hygiene and medical. And then we were just talking about the shelter and the warmth issue. We got an email here, speaking of hygiene and such, from Gregory.
Hey, Gregory.
As we talked to Eddie from NorCal Gun Vault, Gregory says cleaning wounds and sterilization is so important. I remember what it was like before we started washing our hands and doing medical care. Eddie, I know this may be a dumb question, but how do you keep your hands clean if you don't have anything that could sterilize them?
Well, I mean, how much hand sanitizer is around right now?
Right.
At least in that regard, there's, you know, that pandemic brought that to us, is hand sanitizer for days. So,
yeah,
I mean, I still have a gallon of hand sanitizer at the store. So,
and isn't that that's the whole point of these classes,
right,
is don't find yourself in a situation where you don't have sterilization.
It's soap and water. Boiling water. I mean, there's that. We cover all of that in that.
And a lot of this is literally, you can have a tub. You know those tubs we all put our Christmas decorations in?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I mean, one tub. And there's a bottle of hand sanitizer, a rubbing alcohol, the whole list that Eddie will give you when you hit any of these classes.
This doesn't handle the sterilization, but I just saw a commercial the other day, and it was about, like, if you're caring for your loved ones that get older and maybe they have a hard time showering because sometimes it gets to that point. And I wish I could remember the name of it, because this would be perfect for what we're talking about. There, it's a pad that you don't even have to rinse it off.
Mm-hmm.
It turns, as you're rubbing it on your body, it kind of turns into soap and cleans the body.
Yeah.
And then you just dispose of it and you never need to even rinse off. And as you were talking about, you know, the hygiene of it, I was like, oh man, we might see that. I saw the commercial. I'm like, oh, that's for old people. You know what? No, that's good to order now.
Yeah. I've seen them use it in hospice where they have that type, where they're bedridden and can't get up. And
yeah.
And again, if you're talking, use the example of an earthquake where things can break, can pop, can burst, pipes can be amongst them, we might not have any running water.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get into the situation of, even if you're prepared, like what Eddie can teach you with these classes, well, how much of your bottled water do you want to use for bathing?
Yeah,
as opposed to what Dawn is describing, because bathing goes to hygiene, mm-hmm, and things like that, which we've covered now in the second class, which is May 15th. These are three Wednesdays in May. They are all listed at NorCal Gun Vault. You can sign up for any or all of them at NorCalGunVault.com. So then we go to Wednesday, May 22nd. So we have part five and part six. Part five, we do locations and transportation. If the worst happens and you must leave your home, we kind of alluded to this a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Where will you go? Okay, and then I don't want to teach your class for you, Eddie, but how you getting there? Because you ain't getting an Uber under the situation we're talking about. So of the vehicles, how many do you have? What if you're separated, right? All these things.
Mm-hmm.
And like the where do you go thing, I assume you have suggestions beyond the unrealistic, we're just going to get a hotel.
A lot of it's just getting you thinking about resources you have, because maybe you have family that's outside what could be the disaster area. You may have friends that live out there. You may have friends that have property and you have a trailer. You can go. I mean, there's a lot of different. But again, if you think about it ahead of time, you don't have to think about it later.
And that's part of also the three Wednesdays, the six parts of this, is that with every one of these scenarios, there's the other scenario, that which is why you have to be prepared for. Oh, yeah, great. You know what? I don't need your class, Eddie, because we can drive 300 miles to the sister-in-law's house. Mm-hmm. Well, what if you can't get there?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And you're stuck in your home, and you don't have power, and you're freezing to death. Okay, you should have taken the other class that you didn't take, kind of thing.
I'm having, like, cold sweats or whatever. Like, I'm nervous thinking about this happening, because I'm just running through the scenario of if we have to just grab everything and go. Mm-hmm. We have three cats and two dogs and a vehicle that can't fit them all. So it's like, do we just pick the ones that we want to take with us, or like what that, like, I don't even want to talk about it or think about it, but
family meeting.
Exactly.
Now,
right.
Now.
Like who's the ballast and who's going overboard?
I don't want this to come out the wrong way, but if the worst of the worst happens where there's all that, you can't get to where you need to go. You thought you were going to take a long trip, as Rob was saying, and you can't get there. You can't have water. We don't have electricity. It's the strong will survive, because I think that you will, be capable of making decisions, right? Like, we have never had to be put in that kind of position where other people in third world countries, like, they're not, and it was a fair question that Kyle asked, but they're not even thinking of mental health on a daily basis. Nope, they're just trying to survive. And this is what we're talking about. This is the bare basics of survival. And we're so used to, like, I think of the person that chooses to be gluten-free, soy-free, dairy-free. Sorry, you're not going to be able to in these survival moments. We're all going to have to learn to get over ourselves.
Now, a couple of quick sidebars to that. Yeah, it doesn't have to be, you don't have to be strong to survive. You have to be prepared.
Prepare.
And then you're amazed at that fight, flight thing that, that comes into play. Secondly, for those of you with health conditions, whether they're chosen or not, again, things like these MREs have come so far, and there are gluten-free options or options for diabetics and things like that that are out there in the market.
That's nice, though, for the diabetics.
If you ain't, it's not nice for the gluten-free people.
No, I mean,
but that's why Eddie's doing these classes, so you're thinking about this stuff.
I make the joke, but in all seriousness, I think it's a great idea. Like, if anything does go to hell in a handbasket and there's a disaster zone and we don't have cell service, I'm saying break into the libraries, get books on how to generate electricity and how to survive if you're on the run and your vehicle doesn't work. If you have to go build a shelter, it might be helpful to have those things.
I'm going
to
bet that is not what Eddie suggests in part six of the same class. So it's Wednesday, May 22nd. We go over transportation, where are you going to go, how are you going to get there, et cetera. Part six, I think, is one of the – this one jumped out at me. Communications, because we take this for granted in this society so much. I mean, people get the cold sweats when they don't know where their phone is, for God's sakes. And even today, the East Coast had a non-earthquake 2 weeks ago, a 4.8 that did no damage. Cell phone service shut down for 30 minutes. In New York, New Jersey, et cetera. You ain't gonna be able necessarily to call, text your kids, your family, et cetera. But so you have a communications thing, and I'm guessing it's not break into a library.
Right. I mean, that's one of, I mean, Kyle's actually not wrong. One of the things I recommend to people is have some books, though. I mean, just basic. Like, I don't teach bushcraft. We're not gonna make a tent out of twigs and leaves and berries, right? But if you have a book, it's just a small book, and I have a little tiny, it's about this big, it's a little book set, and it's about those kind of things. And I can grab that and take that with me. I don't have to know them, but I have to know where to get them.
All of these classes are listed, and you can sign up at NorCalGunVault.com. I'm going to squeeze in two quick emails. First one's from Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Says, I moved to Nashville a year and a half ago and was in my first tornado. Congratulations.
Wow.
The town I live in was hit hard, lost power for 3 days. I'm lucky that I am a backup. I'm a backpacker and a camper, and I had immediate access to a stove, lights, backup chargers.
Yep.
Still had to toss food out. But after living in Houston, going through hurricanes, and now Nashville, I've gotten even more emergency prep. And that's the thing, especially those of us west of Denver. Wildfires we've gotten used to, sadly, a lot of this stuff we don't contemplate that it can happen at any time.
Do you go over if you're alone? Because I know for me, when I envision the natural disaster, somehow I'm with all my family, right? My husband, I, pops, our whole family, we're there at home, and that's when it happens. But one of my girlfriends in Florida went through, they have the hurricanes, right? Because she was alone. Her husband's a trucker, and he could not get back to her. And it was one of the big ones that just happened last year, the year before. She was there alone, and she didn't know what was going to happen, what she would come to the next day. And so you can be alone. You could be on the road and it happens and you're by yourself. I've thought about this. I'm like, what if something happens now?
Right.
You know, my husband's away at work, which is about an hour or so away. I'm here. I'm not at the house with our dog. Who's going to take care of our dog? Right. You know, I'm just like, oh my God.
All of that has to be thought of. And again, it's easiest if you use the example that is most relatable. And if it were to be, and Nevada's gone through this already, real actual ones, not like what happened on the East Coast, so we'll use the earthquake again. And since Dawn and I lived this in Seattle 25 years ago, what if right now a 7.2 earthquake hit Northern California and we're all here in our studio, we probably lose the ability to broadcast to you. We all try to pick up our cell phones, can't get a hold of any of our significant others, and then you're sitting there, which is what happened in Seattle. Cell phone service went down.
Yep.
Still happens today, as we know. And then you are thinking, okay, we got a spouse who's an hour away. We got a home that's, who knows, 10, 20, 30 minutes away that has a dog. I've got a spouse that she left for work where the dog. Oh, my God, we got Brandon. We got a kid involved. People don't think like that. And when you panic in the moment, it makes everything even worse.
Right.
So that is the point of all of these classes, and you can go to NorCalGunVault.com to read about them and to sign up. They're in May, so you got plenty of time to get all the details and get signed up. Thank mm-hmm. you, sir, so much.
Sure.
You're heading out of town for the rest of the month. I know you are so excited. You and your wife do this trip every year. What is this trip?
Well, this one, we go somewhere in the fifth wheel. We try to go somewhere we've never been. So this year we're going to go to Utah.
And for the whole time? Yeah. They just spent two weeks in Utah.
About a week and a half.
And just and are you going off the grid? Like if I text you, are you going to answer?
I'll be near a city, so it's very very possible we'll be on grid.
I won't bother you. It would only be for fun.
That's so funny.
Thank you once again, Eddie from NorCal Gun Vault and
Rockford. Thank you very much.
At NorCalGunVault.com. We're going to play Master Movies right now. I got a pair of tickets to see Foreigner at Hard Rock Live Sacramento on Friday night, October 18th. You win those tickets, you're qualified for the grand prize drawing a week from tomorrow to be upgraded to the front row. We're going to give you a famous movie clip. We'll play it. You have to tell us the movie it's from. If you do, you win. Caller 18 guesses first, then 19, then 20. And if nobody knows the movie...
What if a disaster happens at the Foreigner concert?
Oh, no!
Droplets everywhere, Ed. No winner.
We need a winner.
888-989-9811 for Master of Movies.
Rob. Anybody. And Dawn. The Rob.
Anybody.
And Dawn Show.